Today at Kuwait Inam, it's February 3rd. We're all sitting here in our Guru Temple. 27 of us living here, and all but two who have late night vigils all by themselves in the temple, performing daily sadhana, performing evening sadhana. 24 hours a day, there's someone in our temple for 3 hours. Taking shifts, doing their japa, doing their meditation, looking inside themselves. And here we are at Kuwait Inam. We open our doors into the wonderful world of cyberspace. Over 57 countries are tuning in today. Welcome each and every one of you. We had a large group who flew in from Japan just to talk with me about what is the new age. They had a translator. He did a very good job. Well, what is the new age? The new age is when we all recognize there's one world. When we all recognize there's one God. Visualize a tall mountain, I told them, with a path all the way around the mountain, and many paths to the top of the mountain. And they asked me to explain more, and I did. Many New Age people are totally uncommitted to any path going up that mountain. They're just walking around and around the mountain, taking a little bit from each of the paths and trying to put it together and live in conflict within themselves, and hurtfully so with others. They asked me to explain more. Choose one path and go to the top of the mountain, because the top of the mountain and the bottom of the mountain reside within you this very moment. You are the top of the mountain, you're the bottom of the mountain. Take your choice. Where do you want to live? But how to get from below the belt to above the head? You need a path. What is a path? A path is a system of thought, a philosophy that is consistent with your lifestyle, that is consistent in facing every experience and giving you the answers. Many people ask today, how do I know if I made up my mind? What an interesting question. How do I know if I made up my mind? Making up your mind is knowing that you made up your mind. Many people live in indecision. That is a way of life. And most New Age people today live in indecision as a way of life. And this large group of devotional people from Japan, they understood that you need to choose one path, stay by that path, go up that mountain, neither looking right nor left, and never retreating, and you'll reach the goal that we were all born to reach in this life, and that's the realization of the self. We're very happy to tune in with you in cyberspace. This is a wonderful experience for us here at Kuwait Inam. We're going to ask everyone who just finished an hour-long meditation to greet you saying Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Greetings, everyone, and we'll be back with you again tomorrow.